And so this is exactly what happens. Look at verse 22. It says, now, when they began to sing, not until, when they began to sing. Levites are there, singers are there, but it's not until out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth began to sing. And it's not until there's a song passing through the lips from the heart going up to God that victory is brought. Same as in Acts chapter 16. Same as time and time again in the experiences of our life. And so we find that now when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set an ambush against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come again against Judah. And they were defeated. You know, this part of giving the Lord praise, giving the Lord the victory. You know, Jonah found himself in Jonah chapter 2. Jonah found himself in the belly of the big fish. He found himself there in the belly because of his own disobedience. Jonah was in a storm. Jonah was in a battle. And it was his own fault that he was in that battle. But in verse 9 it says that when Jonah began to give thanks, when Jonah begins to praise the Lord, Jonah received the victory. And the same thing can be for us. There's a verse in Psalm 119. It's verse 164. What a challenging verse. It says this: seven times I will praise thee. Seven times I will praise thee. Now you think about that. How can we implement that in our life? Seven times I will praise thee. I'd like to make a suggestion. Tomorrow morning, you roll out of bed. Well, don't wait till tomorrow morning. Start tonight. But for tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, you roll out of bed. You wake up. Before you even get out of bed, your eyes open and you say, praise the Lord. I just want to give you thanks today. Lord, I just want to give you thanks. I want to lift your name up. I know that whatever's ahead of me today, you're in charge. Praise the Lord. You get out of bed. Maybe you go to brush your teeth, and as you're brushing your teeth, well, maybe you should wait till after you brush your teeth. But while you're looking in the mirror, you can say, praise the Lord. You go down to breakfast. Number three, you go to breakfast and your wife puts your food before you and you say, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for this food. I just want to give you thanks, Lord. You might thank your wife too. But Lord, I just want to give you thanks and praise. You find yourself on the way to work and you're driving through time number four. You say, Lord, I just want to give you praise. Maybe you're at the coffee pot at work. Maybe you're taking that little break and you're up from your desk or wherever it is that you work. And you're walking through and you say, Lord, it's me again. I just want to give you thanks. Maybe you're coming home from work and that traffic and nobody's moving and it's bumper to bumper. That's what happens here in Toronto, right? And you got no place to go. You might as well look up and give the Lord thanks. Give him praise. Say, Lord, thank you for this traffic. Try that. Maybe it's the end of the day and maybe you're worn out. Are we up to seven yet? Anybody been counting? And you're worn out and you just say, Lord, as I close my eyes, I just want to praise you for this bed. I'm going to be doing that tonight. And as you just close your eyes, you say, Lord, I've been blessed. I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you've given me so much. I just want to give you thanks. Seven times I will praise the Lord. Psalm 119 verse 164. Look it up. Highlight it. Underline it. Circle it. Do whatever you do. Memorize it. But most of all, practice it. Right? And so Jehoshaphat, it says that the Lord gives him this victory. The Lord gives him this victory. And we read on and notice this. It says that we could go into the victory there in verse 25. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables and on all the dead and the precious jewelry and which had stripped off for themselves and more than that they could carry away. Isn't that just like God? More than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoils because there was so much. Now listen to this. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Berachah. You know what that means? The valley of blessing. The valley of blessing. How good for us and praising the Lord to recognize all the spoils the Lord has given us, to recognize all that we have in Christ. You know what the enemy wants us to do? The enemy wants us to be occupied with what we don't have. The enemy wants us to be occupied with what we lack. But what does the Lord want us to do? The Lord wants to show Himself as the victor in our life. And it begins as we become a people of praise. It's so easy to grumble and complain. Do you know something? It takes no skill to complain. It takes no ability. Everybody can complain. But you know what it takes to praise the Lord in circumstances? It takes a heart that's occupied with the one who's in control of those circumstances. And so we find, let's go to the next slide there. We find then the power for victory. The warrior of God reminds us that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And so there's a power of prayer and the power of praise in our lives. Let's go to the next one. And how important it is. We already looked at this, but how important it is for us to be reminded in our everyday life that the Lord wants us to be a praising people. Think of this. Do you know that we're created? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. And as a new creation, do you know we're created so that we could praise the Lord? Do you know that? He created you so that you could be a praising people. How do we know that? It goes right back to 1 Peter chapter 2. We come to Him, to that living stone. And we come to Him as living stones. And we come to Him. And He says that we are able to offer up the sacrifices of praise as holy priests. And that's why He's created us, to be able to be in a position to give Him glory in our lives. So brothers and sisters, we have a choice to make. When circumstances come, when difficulties arise, when giants are on the horizon, when the mighty armies are coming against us, when the prison walls seem to surround us, we can wallow in the difficulties, or we can worship. We can be those that let the circumstances overcome us, or we can be overcomers. Jehoshaphat, in this instance in his life, was an overcomer. Now, one last thing. When we look at this slide, and the question is there not a cause? When we believe that we are living in the last days,